It is Thought Leader Thursday. Breck Hansen is here this morning. He's the vice chairman and former head of commercial real estate at Associated Bank. We're going to be talking about banking trends, not only from this past year, but for next year as well. Breck, good morning. Welcome back to the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve.
It's hard to believe that we're here at the end of the year already. 2018, right around the corner, just a few weeks away. Thought we'd talk about some of the predictions, some of the things that are happening in the banking industry. One, you know, front and foremost is what we've been talking about a lot here in our thought leader conversations, and that is this digitization of banking. It's coming into its own, but it's not there yet. Do you think it'll happen in 2018 completely?
I think it won't happen completely, but it will continue to move that way. I mean, we've had conversations before about banking trends in general, and that's that. You know, when I joined Associated Bank 7 years ago, I think we had 350 branches. Today we have 220. And that's not because the bank is smaller in terms of assets. That's because bricks and mortar aren't the way it's going. Obviously, digitalization technology is the way it's going. And most of our customers, frankly, or at least half of our customers, probably never go into a banking branch. That's not unique to the Associated Bank.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just consumers with banking. It's all through the banking sector, isn't it, where you rarely see your customers?
Oh, it's you know, years ago at a former bank, we started to put loan production offices outside the city of Chicago throughout the Midwest, cities like Cleveland, Columbus, Detroit, et cetera. And part of the banking play was to get deposits of people. And they would say, this was 15 years ago, well, do you have a bank anywhere near us? And we would say, no. And they would say, well, then how can I bank with you? Well, now we've got, you know, the Associated Bank has 11 branches or 11 out-of-state offices, and that's not an issue. I mean, if they want to bank with us, they want to keep deposits with us. They're very accustomed to banking digitally. So, no, not an issue.
Forrester, which is a market research, I'm sure you're familiar with it. They've sort of outlined a lot of this predictions and things that are happening. And one of the positives they talk about with the digital economy is that something that you just talked about, and that's enabling people to have banking in places where they may not have access to good banks. Rural areas, outlying areas, not every community has a physical bank.
You know, I'm a former military officer, Steve, and I've been with USAA, a company that has catered to military officers and now actually caters to their families as well as some of the enlisted people. And they're headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, and they have a bank and they have a credit card system. And I've got four children, all of which, along with their spouses, in some way utilize USAA for credit cards, for banking, for insurance. And I know for a fact none of them have ever been to San Antonio, and there aren't any branches. So that's the generation, and they're comfortable with that.
Forrester says that eventually, if not already, financial institutions won't see half of their customers, like you just mentioned. There will be no face-to-face.
Well, how much face-to-face do you do, Steve?
I can't tell you the last time I was in a bank. It's been that long inside a bank to do anything besides go to an ATM.
And we used to, exactly, yeah. And we used to worry about teller lines and things like that. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, there are still some cash businesses in the city that like the ability to go to branches. So, you know, we're not going to eliminate that, and we're also not going to eliminate the ability to talk to someone because occasionally in this computer environment, you can't get your answer. And so it's a slippery slope of a combo of people as well as good systems and service.
What will happen to all of the branches that we see in all of these communities? Will they be all automated, or will there be some people left in them?
You know, we've done some of the automation, you know, virtual tellers for, you know, very similar to when you drive into a car wash and you're talking to some woman on a screen, and not to say. And I have to think that in some markets we've actually swung too far, and that people want to have interaction with a human being or at least have it available. We will do more of the virtual teller. I think, you know, look at our bank. We've got banks in markets like Chicago, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, where technology, people are pretty accustomed to it. But you go to Hayward, Wisconsin, or you go to some of the little towns in Wisconsin, I don't, you know, we've decided that we've got to keep those banks more full service.
Always have that human, in case of emergency, break glass and a human will come out, I'm guessing. That sort of scenario where they're actually full staff.
I hope it doesn't come to that, but that's sometimes the frustration we have.
Yeah. And in all of this discussion, we often hear this, and we've mentioned it here, the disruptors of all kinds of different industries. And in banking, there's a move to not fight them, but to embrace the disruptors like Amazon. And overseas, I think it's Alibaba, this cloud computing idea. Don't fight them, join them.
I can't agree with that more. I think that the amount of capital it takes to catch up to some of the technology that these disruptors, is the term you used, have come up with, is insurmountable for a bank to even think about. And so to start to look with joining and outsourcing and everything is exactly what the solution is going to have to be.
Some of the fintechs, these startups, the cultures are different too, I would imagine. What are the challenges of melding those two together?
Well, I probably am not the expert on melding those two together, but I think the way to do it is that a lot of your technical people in the bank, your IT people, will probably be recruited from firms like the fintech firms, and so that you'll actually import some of that culture, and over time, you know, we'll move folks back and forth.
Is it expensive for banks to catch up to the times? I know this Forrester report also talked about banks having legacy, you know, software still, legacy operations behind the doors.
It's extremely expensive, and that's exactly why banks are as far behind as they are. And then you have a situation where you go through acquisitions or mergers and you try to put two organizations together. In fact, we're doing it right now. I don't know if you're aware, but we're a $30 billion bank. We bought a small bank in Milwaukee, a $3 billion bank by the name of Bank Mutual. Systems are completely different. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be expensive. It will pay off, we hope, over the years, but just to put us both on the same platform.
How fast does something like that have to happen?
Well,
yesterday.
When we merge, I mean, you know, day one, we want to be operational. You know, I've been through mergers when it's really frustrating when we hang a sign, call it Associated Bank or call it Bank of America, on a former other bank's branch, and somebody walks in and tries to cash a check, and it certainly isn't good for you if you say, well, I'm sorry, but we're not technologically capable of doing that. You've got to go to an old branch. I mean, and we've seen that happen.
Bank of America says it's going to spend $3 billion annually for new software development. So that's the kind of money we're talking about. Those are the big banks, obviously.
Well, and they made the comment annually because we all know that you do this, and in 1, 2, 3, 5 years, what you've done is obsolete.
Right.
And so that makes it very difficult to pull the trigger. That's why partnering with somebody that's keeping up seems to make a lot of sense.
Just think to your own personal life. I mean, you get a Windows 95 becomes Windows 2000 becomes Windows X. I mean, it just happens quickly almost every other year. So the same happens for big banks and little banks, just like happens at your home.
You know, interestingly, if you look at the bricks and mortar or the facilities in a bank, historically, the expense has been with new branches. As we look at our budgeting at Associated coming up in the next few years, it's going to be with improvements to our existing and adding technological centers. It's not customer facing, but it's you know, the back office space and the kind of technology that goes with that.
As we enter a world where all of our stuff is done online and through our digital devices, it's we've also talked about this often too. The security of this is nonstop to keep up on all of the different ways to make sure people's money is safe.
Well, not only the security, but the regulation that goes with that security. I mean, we've talked before just about money laundering and the kind of expense banks have actually experienced because of security. And nothing can hurt your brand more than a breach, and we've seen that in the corporate world big time.
Everybody's predicting regulations are going to continue to be taken down, the ones that are onerous. Is that going to help or hurt?
Yes.
Yeah, good answer.
I think that a lot of the regulation that has been put in has been limiting to the banks. On the other hand, you haven't seen the financial institutions get silly or cavalier like I think we did, you know, prior to 2007, 2008.
This is our last thought leader conversation with you. We're kind of sad about that. You're retiring. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you have any thoughts, parting thoughts for us?
You know, often, and yeah, I'm a fossil, or I just did the math. I started in the banking industry in 1977, so it's been 40 years. And I would say that the technology we're talking about is kind of frightening. And it isn't, you know, the banking world that I grew up in and probably experienced any success that I had in. So that being said, it might be time, because catching up, I marvel at the young folks and what they know and what they can do.
You have managed to prosper, though. How have you done that? And as all of this is changing, is it just a sense of I want to embrace these changes and not fight them? Or,
you know, I don't know if it's prosper, and this sounds old school, but even when you can do things online, I think there's still a need for that personal touch and personal relationship. And if I've had any luck or fortune in this business, it's been the fact that I embrace getting to know, getting to help, and getting to see how people function. Mm-hmm. And I think that's still going to be important.
Some of the old school ways of doing business are still tried and true, aren't they?
Well, in some instances. I mean, we have these discussions at home all the time when the family might be texting or tweeting, and I'll say something absurd like, well, why don't you pick up the phone and call them? People do things a lot differently today.
So what will you be doing in your retirement?
You know, I get that question a lot, and my kids will tell you that I've been practicing retirement for the last 20 years.
So you're ready.
And so it won't be a huge change. I think it'll be, I've got 5 grandsons now. I've got, I'm on a couple boards. I'm on some philanthropic boards. And most of my friends that retire say, you don't have all the extra time that you think you're going to have. Nothing major, though. I'm not moving to Paris 6 months a year or something like that.
Well, we're going to miss you, and we wish you all the best, and you're welcome to come by here anytime.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right. Brett Hansen, the Vice Chairman and former head of commercial real estate at Associated Bank. Remember, you can hear more of our conversation with Brett this morning. We're going to do it after the bell and post it in our podcast of the program later this morning on WGNradio.com. You can also find all of the thought leaders at AssociatedBank.com/thought leadership, and make sure you follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter.